From Tidbits on November 14th, 2011, this is Adobe Halts Development on Mobile Flash by Adam Sangst. I don't think he was ever confused about what to do about the whole dust-up between Apple and Adobe over Flash and iOS, but somewhere Steve Jobs is smiling now that Adobe has officially halted development on the mobile version of Flash. In a blog post, Adobe Vice President and General Manager of Interactive Development Danny Winokur wrote, "We will no longer continue to develop Flash Player in the browser to work with new mobile device configurations, chipset, browser, OS version, etc., following the upcoming release of Flash Player 11.1 for Android and BlackBerry Playbook. We will, of course, continue to provide critical bug fixes and security updates for existing device configurations. We will also allow our source code licensees to continue working on and release their own implementations." This follows a several-year fight with Apple, which refused to allow Flash on iOS, famously resulting in Steve Jobs' Thoughts on Flash letter. In that piece, Jobs lays out Apple's reasons for avoiding Flash, pointing out that Flash has security, reliability, and performance problems that are troublesome on a desktop computer, but even more concerning on a mobile device. Other notable concerns include a significant reduction in battery life, the fact that many Flash-based sites wouldn't work properly in a touch-based environment, and Apple's strategic desire for native iOS apps rather than cross-platform ports. For users, the dispute was always annoying, since it largely came down to Apple saying, "The Flash experience in iOS would be unacceptable," and Adobe saying, "No, it would be fine." Both companies were trying to promote their respective self-interests, the entire iOS approach to the world in Apple's case, and Adobe's hope that Flash could be the underpinning of an increasingly interactive web. Despite the widespread adoption of Flash and a non-trivial level of outcry from iOS users, Apple stuck to its story and won the day. Adobe's achievement of putting Flash on Android-based smartphones and tablets, at varying levels of performance, wasn't enough to overcome Apple's intransigence. What can never be known is what Flash's future would have been if Apple had allowed it on iOS. It's possible that Apple's refusal was causal in Flash's mobile demise, that Flash would have survived and thrived with Apple's support. But it's equally possible that Apple was merely prescient and suspected that Flash couldn't make the architectural and conceptual leap from the mouse-based computer to the touch-based mobile device. More clear, though, is that Flash in general is on the wane, though Adobe, of course, disagrees. I don't believe Flash will go away anytime soon, of course, but given that an ever-increasing amount of internet usage takes place on mobile devices, Adobe's reversal in that field means that web designers will start using HTML5, CSS, JavaScript, H.264, and other open standards over Flash for interactive content and video. And where the web designers go, Adobe will follow. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and Mad Cats. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I have to say, I never missed Flash on my iPhone and iPad. Just never saw any site that I really wanted to look at that was actually necessary in Flash. Flash was mostly just used to provide 3D eye candy.